Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny, you just missed it. Bryn was showing us pictures of, I think the guy's name is Wood.
Yeah, his name is Wood, yes.
You know, big, heavy set black dude name. That's popping up at everybody's. Remember, there used to be like a scare factor. You'd open up an email and be like, oh my God, click here for information about whatever. And it would be a scary face.
I think I know who you're talking about, but I honestly...
He's on there now. He's on there now. Hold on. Yeah, go to gallery view so you can see everything.
Ah. It looks too tiny. I can't see it.
Oh, you're just on a phone. That's right. Yeah. Well, apparently, there's a ninja swinging from it.
Oh, yeah. That's the... Right.
Oh.
Okay.
It's like a break-in at the Capitol.
You're with the guy that big?
No.
What?
No. And I'm sure I would have gone, I can't be a part of that.
What do you mean? There's no like curiosity that might be the thing?
Not really.
Oh, all right.
I'm gonna, you know, size does matter. And that is way too big. Hey, everyone. It's Inauguration Day. Yay! You know what's great about Inauguration Day is that we're going to not have to think about this anymore. I realized this morning as I was kind of thinking about everything that I think about this too much. That
I
think that there's a low-grade worry that has been at us for the last 4 years. Like, what the hell's going to happen today? What's this guy going to... You know what I was going to... Biden is going to be so delightfully boring. Like, he's got it under control. He has a plan. He's picking people who've actually been in the government before to serve in various posts. Like, I'm not going to have to worry about it anymore. Like, today is Freedom Day. It's Freedom Day! It's like the end of the pandemic is going to be June 1st. The end of all the worry. The end of everything that I've been just, like, anxious about over the last 4 years. Well, not everything. I have plenty of things I'm anxious about. But this one thing, off my plate.
As
freedom. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Freedom.
As your longtime partner and friend, I'm glad you're about to get the relief you need.
I know. I think Tell me about it.
It's an unhealthy... Look, I'm not trying to say we shouldn't read the paper or be politically minded at all, but to have it be all-consuming seems to be a problem. So.
Yeah. There's so many people that are just, I mean, at their wit's end. I'm one of them for sure. I mean, like, is this country going to fall off a cliff?
Because it's gotten the way it has, we've lost sight that we're all Americans, and it's like there's two Americas, and it's stupid. I don't like it.
No, it's
awful. I don't like it at all. And it even runs down families like your own.
Oh, my God, I know. It's just, honestly, we should be able to have conversations about this stuff without actual, like, name-calling and insults.
Or not have conversations about it at all.
Have other things to talk about. Hey,
right.
Did you go to the farmer's market this weekend? I did. You should see the big, juicy tomatoes I brought home. Delicious. American soil. So fertile.
That's the part that trips me out is that it doesn't appear to for people to be able to just have a conversation about anything other than. It really is an obsession. It's crazy. So, yes, I'm excited about Inauguration Day, partly for a different reason, but still very excited.
I know. It's huge. It's just going to be so nice. And listen, I way overconsume news. We do. I think that happens in. I mean, all day long. I feel like I feel guilty when I'm watching, you know, some show about 18th or 19th century England because I'm like, I'm sure there's definitely something happening on CNN. Let me just flip over there real quick, just see.
Or a soccer coach.
Oh my God, that show is so good. Ted Lasso.
I'm surprised. You know what? So I started it last night, and I like it, and I'm going to check the second episode, but I'm surprised how much you loved it.
Oh, you got to let it. It's like Schmidt's Creek. Why can't I just say the name of that show? I can't. It's a ridiculous scenario that you're like, okay, so this is a goof. Like in Schmidt's Creek, they've lost all their money, but they own this weird town, they find out, and they have to go there. And in this thing, this guy is totally, doesn't even know how to play soccer. And he gets hired as a football coach for some big team in the Premier League in England. Mm-hmm. And so it's ridiculous. But shows like that, where they take the ridiculous and allow these characters to go, okay, well, what if this really, like, these, wait, I mean, maybe it won't be for you. But it's, there's so much heart. And it's kind of a cheesy premise, right? It's this team, and they all hate each other, and all a bunch of big stars. He's got to get them cohesive. He's got to get them some wins. He's got to figure all this stuff out. So there's some of that. But they do it in such a way that
there's some of that.
You know,
I know. I mean, I watched it and I went, okay, this is about sports. So there's, and then I went, oh, England. Okay, she likes it because it's English, mm-hmm. or British, whatever. And then I thought, well, there's got to be a gay angle here because she loves that too. And that hasn't come up yet.
I don't believe there's a gay angle. You know, though, here's the thing. I actually don't, I like sports shows. Like Friday Night Lights, one of my all time favorite shows. And it's about this coach in this little town.
I love that series.
It's a freaking great show.
It's so good. So good.
And you start to really care about mm-hmm. these players in the game. And they, you know, they're talking about the game and they're in practice or in training in England. And, you know, it doesn't matter how much you know or don't know about, like, whatever sport. It's about what they brought into the game and what the coach did. I love coachy movies and coachy shows. Cause I feel like that is a relationship that, you know, as a young woman, I never had a coach. I was never on any sports teams or anything.
Well,
stuff.
You miss some things and you didn't miss others. As I've told you, one of my coaches called me has none instead of
Hassan.
Like there's a beat down thing that they
sure.
do that isn't the best, but I do believe those relationships, if you really like your coach, are very much like our work relationships. Like I love Michael Martin. I won't speak for everyone else. I loved Steve DiNardo
yep.
so much. You know what
leaders.
I mean?
Inspirational leaders, people
right,
who
right.
give you, and that is what I love. Like there's one scene in Ted Lasso where this guy, he's a coach. There's a kid who's like the, I don't know, equipment. They call him the kit manager. And his name's Nathan.
Uh-huh.
So at one point, he says, hey, you got any ideas? And the guy says, well, what about a play like this? And, the guy's got to basically wring it out of him. And he goes, that's actually pretty good. Let's practice that. And then this reporter comes by, and he's doing a piece on him. And he's like, that's a pretty cool move there. Where'd you get that? And he goes, oh, Nathan, over there. The kit boy, like, doesn't take credit for it, you know, gives the credit to the person who's it. What, like, with no, and I actually think that's what great leaders do. They raise everyone up around. I mean, mm-hmm. it's actually a super inspirational show. I hope you will find it to be really charming and have some, even though it's kind of ridiculous, there's some real things in there that you can take away. Anyway.
Oh, again, I'm sure I will. I was surprised that you did as I watched it. I went, this is all about sports. I don't get it. But okay, you plowed through the whole thing. So clearly it's not.
It's about people.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So I started it.
I hope you like it.
But one of the things that I should mention is after yesterday's nightmare, it turns out we lost power not as a preemptive shutoff, but because lines went down.
Yeah, and they went down maybe because they didn't give any warning of that.
No, right, exactly. Well, that's, you know, at this point, do we expect great service from PG&E?
Not
really.
No.
Not really. I mean, that's the honest opinion I have.
Sorry, PG&E, but
based on my experiences, this isn't me slandering you. It's me telling you how I feel about the way things have been going.
Right.
So that said, the I guess the power, the wind knocks some trees down and took out some power lines. And a bunch of us here in Santa Cruz County have no power. Not everybody, but a bunch of us. So we've been without power. Like, I was at my house till last night at like 7 or 8. And then I went, all right, we're not getting power. I got to go get ready for work.
Right.
And so I came over here. But as we get up this morning, I checked and there's still no power over there. So it continues. It's day two. So anyway, I'm here. I've got all the equipment now and I'm kind of set and ready to go. But it turns out, and you know what they even said too?
What?
Fires reignited from the summer, the end of summer fires.
What? Like they were smoldering and then.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And the winds brought them right back up. So that's one of the, there's evacuations in a couple areas in Watsonville and in Boulder. I think it's Boulder Creek. They've had to evacuate people again.
Oh my God.
And so before I left last night, I had to make sure there were no possibility that that was going to be us again. So anyway, long story short is we're still without, a lot of us are still without power here, but it looks like they're working on it and hopefully we're back today.
I hope so, Vin. That sucks. I'm really sorry. Actually, the wind has died down, or at least it has here.
You know what? After all of that, this day was just awful. Like yesterday just sucked. It just mm-hmm. turned out there's fires and people are worried about evacuations again. And I'm just thinking like, oh, after the summer we had.
No doubt.
And then suddenly you're like, COVID what?
I know.
Like now that goes back burner again. It's so stupid. But I decided I'm going to go check surf, and it turned out to be a dreamy evening, glass off, watch the sunset while surfing.
Oh.
There weren't a ton of people out, and I had the best time. So I left the ocean just feeling
like,
all
okay,
brand new.
All right.
Okay.
It's like going to all church. Right. You feel
or,
like,
or,
right.
Yeah, I mean, or whatever. Whatever people do to sort of, you know, reset. I don't know. Maybe you like to do yoga, or maybe you're into the doobie weed or
sure.
whatever your thing is.
Right.
But it felt great. And I left there going like, okay, I can do this.
The only thing that was out of the ordinary over here yesterday was at 6:12, the space station went across the moon. So we went out to see that.
And you saw it?
Yeah.
Oh, you can see it?
Yeah. Eva, actually, you can see it. Anyway, we could see it coming to the moon.
Post it.
I can't. There was no way to take a picture of it or anything.
What?
I'm sure that there's a story about it somewhere. But I don't know if it was just our, like, just this area. I mean, it must have been, right? Because it must have just been lined up perfectly. Because the space station is tiny compared to the moon. But you could see it coming. It was just a white dot going across, and then it went sort of like zip right over the top of the moon. And
I just
it was
Googled
so neat.
Space station moonshot. And I'll tell you what I found out first is I got an ad. Hold on.
Okay. That always happens.
Yeah.
Freaking ads. I just want to watch
space
this thing.
Space station flyby moon, No, that's May 30th.
No, it was last night.
Good grief.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a dot.
Yeah, it's just not a dot. No, but I looked through binoculars and I couldn't see a damn thing, but I followed the thing across the moon. It was really cool. There's like, I think there's 6 people up there right now. So we all stood together on the back porch and thought about, you know, the 6 people from around the world.
Did you wave at them?
We did not wave. I actually, maybe I should have. I don't think they could see me.
I don't know. You know, just.
Yeah, I know.
You never know. Technology.
In the dark. Right. That's true. Sure. They could be looking right down at Mill Valley. At 6:12 p.m. But it was, you know what's funny is there's a lot of things moving around up there. Like, I don't know, because I got this one kid who knows when things are happening. And so often we put sleeping bags in the middle of the backyard and we're going to watch the meteor shower or we're going to watch something happen. And
is that right?
Yeah, you know, he'll be like, hey, guess what's happening tonight? And we're all like, all right. Get the sleeping bags. So we'll lay out there. And you can see tons of satellites moving. They're just tiny little white dots. And that's why the space station was interesting, because honestly, if you were looking up the sky, you'd be like, that's a plane. It's just it's a fairly large white light moving, you know, like the size of a star, even a big star, moving quickly across the sky. But I guess it orbits the Earth every like 45 minutes or something. Some crazy fast time.
Is that right?
Something like that. And it's just zipping through the sky. It's amazing.
Well, you're right.
Anyway.
The shot that I saw, which wasn't from last night, but it appears to be a, I don't know, one of the other times, it does look like a plane. Like it just goes.
Yeah,
zoom,
it just right, zooms right done. By. It's moving at kind of that speed. Yeah, it's really neat. It's a
93 minutes roughly.
Oh, 93 minutes. Oh, whatever. I'm going off what the kids tell me. So it's a, I don't know. I mean, it was neat. It's dumb, but it's any little family moment that we're all kind of geeking out on is, you know, you
really
look for those moments.
I really am surprised you haven't watched Clooney's movie about space on
I thought you said
Netflix.
That wasn't good.
I didn't say it wasn't good. I said that I missed everything the first time I watched it. Like, you have to pay attention because he's setting up something that down the line you go, like, I finished it and went, wait a minute. I just saw something that I can't unsee.
So you put down all your other screens.
I don't understand why they're doing the different pictures like that. Like, now I have to watch to see what the hell.
What's the name of that movie? Can you guys look it up?
Midnight Sky.
Midnight Sky on Netflix.
Yeah.
All right, let me write that to John. Because that actually sounds like something.
I'm not saying you're going to love it. I'm saying, though, that it is all about space. And it's all about end of times, too.
Oh, you
it's
got
right
me.
Up your alley, dude.
You had me at end of time. So Midnight Sky on Netflix. It's a movie, just a straight movie.
It's a straight movie. When it ends, it's over.
Okay.
And if you're not paying attention, you'll go, I can't believe.
That
if
what
that's
happened,
what it is, then yeah. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I am. I'll
and then
that.
I watched it again and went, okay, luckily I'm not that stupid. Like, I picked up on it right there at the end, and it was enough to make me go, you got to watch it. What are you doing? you did
sure,
all
start
this.
Start it over.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Right. So that's, what about, I mean, anybody have anything like, look, Vinny's the one having a day over there with the no power and et cetera. You know, that's, but for me,
again,
total just like Groundhog Day at my house, honestly. Did anything of note happen to Nicole or Bryn?
I mean, nothing too exciting. Yeah. Go ahead, Nicole.
I watched The Night Stalker on
oh,
Netflix.
Nice.
So.
Oh. I went to Lowe's.
Oh, you went to Lowe's? Oh,
yeah,
my
went
God.
To Lowe's.
How's the nail aisle?
Hey, did you know the Lowe's off the freeway closed down?
Yeah, off of 101.
Yeah.
Next to, what is that? What's that?
It
Oyster
did?
Point?
Oyster yeah, point right exit. There. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was shocked as I drove
closed?
By. A Lowe's.
I can't mm-hmm. imagine a Lowe's.
They
closed,
I think, a bunch of locations. Just
oh, boy.
Because it's like, I don't know, within a few miles from the next one. So they're, you know, I guess.
Well, and that's a business district, too. I mean, it's not as much right. housing as you'd expect
right
to be around
to,
a Lowe's.
Right next to that Costco Business Center.
Oh.
That place has
that's
all the,
still there, though, by the way.
Yeah, well, that place is great. It has all the candy. Like, because it's for like shops, for like little corner stores and stuff. So you can buy like one of those big boxes of all the boxes of gum or Nerds, like, you know, the 50 pack or whatever. So it's not like the Halloween
type. Have
you
bought those?
No, but I just like seeing it. It's like, you know, the stuff you dreamt about when you were a kid, you know?
Oh, yeah. Imagine
going
that.
Into those places, looking at all the different variety of candy. They don't have them at the regular Costco's. Anyway.
You dreamt about candy when you were a kid?
Oh, my God.
I dreamt about candy. That's all I cared about when
kid,
I was a kid.
Fat kid, man.
I didn't.
You didn't dream about oh, man. I found $5 once. Back in the olden days, you guys, you could get a candy bar for 15 cents. I found a $5 bill.
Here we go.
And I walked the mile to the country store near my house, and I spent all $5 on, I don't know how many that got me, but it got me. I had a bag of just like Milky Ways and Marathon and Charleston Chew and Mars Bars and M&M's. Oh my God, I was so happy.
I'm not really a candy person. I'm more into like baked goods, like cookies, brownies, stuff like that.
Pies.
Yeah.
Pies. You know, ice cream sundaes. Our youthful experiences are very different. I used to go to this skateboard shop and put my face against the glass with all the brightly colored skateboard wheels and the parts. And I'd just sit there for as long as they'd let me until they'd say, like, you going to get anything? Yeah. Or what are you doing here?
And no, I'm just like, dirtying up your window with my fingerprints.
I don't got no
money. Every time that
money.
Hassan kid comes by, we got to use up the Windex.
Oh, God, I loved it. I just used to dream. And now as a grown-up, I can have as many skateboards as I want. And I do. I got like 10 of them.
Yeah? Why wouldn't you? One for every occasion.
I just
you got a Christmas one with lights on it, a little Halloween one. It's got a skull riding on the back. Why wouldn't you?
Right. Exactly.
You know, I will say, I don't think that other than like at Kmart or Bradley's or whatever, I don't even think I ever saw a skateboard as a kid. Where I grew up, there was just, it rained all the time. There was snow all winter. Like, there was no, I don't know. I don't
Speaking
remember
of,
ever having a skateboard. Yeah.
This is a good segue into a song or whatever. The 10-day forecast has so much rain in it.
Oh.
It's like, it's really, really good news. And not just for us. Southern California is going to get a ton. And hopefully that means it'll be cold enough for there to be some snowfall.
Do the temperatures look cold enough for that?
It's still too far out on the 10-day forecast for me to even bother saying. But I do know we've got, like, some rain this weekend, but then it looks like solid Tuesday through Tuesday of next week.
It's great.
So, like, a whole week all the way through. Yeah, it is great.
Yeah, we need it. I mean, it's going to be super depressing, but so brace yourself. But we just know that we need every drop of that.
Right.
All right, here we go. KLSE, KLSE, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Allison Morning Show. It's Inauguration Day! We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.